And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning. Hope you are having a fantastic day. And joining us here in studio after burning the midnight oil, it's Coach Griff Walker with USD 4045. Coach, good morning. How are you doing today?
Man, doing fabulous, man. It's been a great long night, and we're just here today to give you a little recap on we'll do the Boys and Girls Club Shop of the Cop, and then we'll also do the USD 4-5 basketball team. Mm-hmm. You know, I do a lot of duties, but, you know, just a very exciting night. You can tell in my voice that, you know, it's not as strong as it usually is. We were doing a little yelling, but, you know, it was a great time last night, great atmosphere. And you know what? It was just NATO pride right there, baby. Sacrifice represent.
Absolutely. And we'll talk about that here in just a second. But let's get it started off with the first reason you're in here today. You're talking about Shop for a Cop. So for maybe who people are not familiar with it, what is Shop for with a Cop?
Yeah, Shop with a Cop is a program that we started over 10 years ago. And it's one of the largest Shop with the Cops in the Midwest. We've had corporate come in and see what we do. To put this event on at the Boys and Girls Club of Southeast Kansas. And then kudos to my staff at the Boys and Girls Club. They do an amazing job every year to put this event off the ground. Kudos to USD 445 staff for partnering with the Boys and Girls Club to do this event. Kudos to all our backers with, you know, Kiwanis Club, which is a great organization. And then also kudos from Walmart, who puts his own money into the pot to allow this to happen. So that we can do shopping for our kids locally. But the main thing about it is, you know, we talk about the money. You got, you know, another thing, the American Legion Riders. We also had the Key Club this year. Man came in and helped. Just a great young group of kids there. Jack's always there, the Salvation Army. I mean, I would try to name them all. It'd be ridiculous. It's over 98 volunteers, the Sheriff's Department, Police Department. And as I say that, Sheriff's Department and Police Department, that and the Fire Department, and everything involved in the emergency task force teams, you know, those individuals are really what make Shop with the Cop what it is. You know, you go in there and, you know, once a year we get a story that we need to pay attention to. You know, whether that story be a child's in need of care or whether that story needs the whole entire family's in need of a care. We hear the stories that allow us to make the moves and processes that it takes to keep our families here local in Coffeyville. And so that's good. They're building relationships. They're also letting the kids know, I'm not going to be the guy that throws you in the clinker and then looks at you and says, I knew you were going to be this way. But no, they're giving the kids a chance to be able to say, hey, he is a good guy. He really does care. So that's what makes Shop with the Cop the important, is the fact of the relationships.
Absolutely. And like you said, that's the relationships. And you said it's been going on for 10 years. Does it just get bigger and bigger every year, it seems like?
Yes. And you'll see this year on the 14th, we're going to be in Independence at 4:30 in the afternoon. And we'll be servicing Kids Crew up there. It's a great organization. They work with kids every day, just like the Boys and Girls Club does. And then when when you come back to Coffeyville, you're going to be pushing for Caney and Coffeyville on the 17th. So we've grown our organization and our reach out outside the boundaries of just Coffeyville. And what we're trying to do is just make sure that we impact kids and everyone has an opportunity to build a positive relationship with an outstanding mentor as an officer, a firefighter, emergency task force, rescue teams, and so forth.
And like I said, you've reached that reach out to Caney as well, and also Andy, because you guys used to be called the Boys and Girls Club of Coffeyville, but it's now the Boys and Girls Club of Southeast Kansas, and basically that's helped expand that reach, has it not?
Man, and it's been an amazing expansion. You know, you got Caney School District that got on board. They received a 21st century grant that we all worked on really hard to get that they hadn't gotten in a while. And so they were able to provide those services there. And then they said, hey, we want to bring in the Boys and Girls Club. So we brought them in. And we felt, you know what, our organization, and a lot of people, you know, they look at this and they say, man, why is the Boys and Girls Club in Coffeyville? There's this and that. But our organization is the oldest club in the state of Kansas.
Wow.
And we've lived since 1920s. You know, you go back to the Bub Angleton era. You go back to Pug area, where, you know, he was here and involved his family. did this here. So we Brook Overs, they were big in the Boys and Girls Club, but we are the oldest club in the state of Kansas. And we're the one of the first ever clubs to go within the school districts and provide services through the partnerships that we got with the school district and the city of Coffeyville on how we can serve kids. So a lot of people need to sit back and look at that reach. You know, we got our annual report done this year. We spent back into the Coffeyville community over $500,000.
My goodness, that is amazing.
It's amazing. And the scary and the great thing about that is 90% of those dollars are not even from Coffeyville. So everybody say a daycare center, but we're bringing in over $500,000 a year to Coffeyville as a daycare.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's bringing money into the community. So that is absolutely humongous.
Yes.
To bring that money here into the community, into Coffeyville. So definitely you guys are doing a fantastic job over there. Before we get out of here, another thing I want to talk about real quick. Obviously, we're both coming off last night's high of the basketball game. We both, I think, got to sleep at like 1 o'clock this morning. So we're running a little low as of right now. But however, I tell you what, last night's game was absolutely amazing, and just watching you guys and watching your guys, they didn't play a perfect game, obviously, but they played an absolutely great game last night against a really good Nowata team.
Man, very good team, started a month ahead of us, you know, really in condition, but you could tell our boys was not jet lag or logged. They were excited, they're moving around. You know, I set up last night and I watched a little film, and I got to thinking, you know, we missed a lot of shots in the paint.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of layups, and, you know, that was a score of 50-56, but they made everything they could make. And if we were able to make more shots, that game would have looked more like, you know, more of a 70 range to 80 with their score being 50 points. So our boys need to understand, you know, data is everything in basketball. And, you know, basketball is a game of inches, and that's what we've done at the Coffeyville is we've set back and we've realized, you know, it's a game of inches. Is every day perfect with my boys? No. They're young men. But I'll tell you what, they're starting to understand the mission of the Golden Tornadoes and what people have been looking for the last, you know, 6 or 7 to 10 years. You know, it's been missing, and we're going to bring that family pride back. You know, as we leave the huddle or we leave a timeout, you always hear us say sacrifice, represent. You know, and when you have a group like we have with the Ethans and you got the Cadens and you got the DeAndre Shobes and you got the Jamarions, you got the Zay's coming off the bench, Mr. Shobe coming off the bench and bringing fires and lighting them. And you got Slavin, who played an amazing game as a senior. You had numerous, you know, Griffin Adamson. We got some things we got to get with this week, but I know the kid's going to be a factor, you know, in the future. So we got a lot of pieces, and we're young.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what a lot of people don't look at. They think, you know, yes, Ethan and Caden's out there and Zach is out there, you know, but we can come right off the bench with younger guys that can play. And it's just we have to pay attention right now for the future of the NATO is a lot of data and understanding that, you know what, it's going to get better every game.
And like you're saying, that you do have the three seniors, but the play that kind of locked it up last night was Jezavier hitting that runner while being fouled at the same time, then just coolly knocking down the free throw to give you a 5-point lead, which pretty much ended up being the difference in the game.
Man, it was a very good shot. You know, we practice, and I tell the boys, and they get mad at me because, Coach, I'll tell you, when it comes to free throws, you know, I've seen them in the past, and I say, boys, are you talking? I don't want to hear talk. I mean, I'm yelling at them, and they're like, oh. Well, now they get a chance to see when you get in a pressure situation, you got to knock it down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ethan knocked down some big ones
last
night. And, you know, that's the key. You got Xavier and Ethan both making big-time shots. You had our bigs go up to the line and at least make one of the two. You know, shot 73% from three-point free throws last night.
Yeah, there you go.
That was a blessing.
That makes everything in the world because those are free points right there given to you. So you knock those down, you should be okay.
Yes.
So, all right. Well, Coach, I thank you so much for coming in today talking about Shop with a Cop and also your game last night, which, again, was very exciting. You guys will play again on Thursday. You play against the winner of tonight's game between Oklahoma Union and Fairland on Thursday night at 8:30. So, Coach, again, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it, and we will talk. We'll see you. I will see you again on Thursday.
Yes, thank you, everyone, and thank you again for your spirit for the team, bud.
All right, thank you so much. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we will have news at the top of the hour.